Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there? It's a lovely day. Praise God for that. And we are going to move on. Okay. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why is that? Because He has made us glad. We will rejoice, for He has made us glad. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I'm live right now on that TuneIn app, and all you have to do is download that TuneIn app, and in your search bar, type in WWGH. Now, when you download that TuneIn app, you can do that on any electronic device, okay? Any electronic device, tune in. It's even on your TV, especially if you have apps on there. You know, we have a new way of watching TV nowadays. You don't even have to subscribe to channels. Just get the type of TV that you can download apps on, you know, and tune in is one of those apps. All right, I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions for my guest or for myself, if you just want to be a part of the show, want some information, or if you want to share some information with us, please call 740-383-9944. And if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And those of you who are faithful listeners and supporters, thank you so much for your love and your support. We have, along with you all, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. And their number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. Their number is 740-223-1515. 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place this Saturday, June 20th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. at the above mentioned address. So please share that information with someone you know needs free produce. Maybe you know someone who have like a lot of children, you know, or families in need. Please share this information. Please share the free produce if you can. Okay. And don't forget, we have a prayer line going. We have been praying for Shirley for a long time, and she has a good report from her doctor, but continue to keep her up in prayer. Not only that, continue to keep me up in prayer. Our city, our country, our nation, people who have lost loved ones. Pray for my neighbor, Edie, who lost her husband 3 days ago. It's always sad to have a loss because you can't replace it. You know, you can't replace a person. Many things can be replaced, but people cannot. So remember those who are in bereavement and lift them up in prayer. Maybe someone is dealing with health problems. Maybe someone has lost a home, or they don't have any transportation. You know, I see a lot of people riding bikes back and forth to work, and, you know, whatever is necessary. Let us pray for a transit system that can work for more people that are working. Because, you know, a lot of these factories, they have like not just one shift, but two or three different shifts. And we need that type of transportation in our city. Everyone doesn't drive. I know it may be foreign to some people, but everybody does not drive. My mother didn't drive. And I hear other people say their mothers didn't drive. But, hey, it's the day that we live in. But let us be wise and mindful of other people who need. I have a couple announcements for you. Don't forget the homeless shelter located at 326 West Fairground Street in Marion, Ohio. And I guess they have a drive-through there. Remember, they always need volunteers. They always need toilet paper, paper towels, trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, wash cloths, copy paper, envelopes, and stamps. Don't forget, they do have families in need. They help them find placement, I do believe, in homes. But they are allowed to come to their shelter with their children. So it's not just single people that they help, okay? So let's remember that. We have a couple events coming up. And that is to finish out the Juneteenth celebrations, we will be having Bobby Flay Trio, La Costa Maze, and Cameron Cage. This will take place this Saturday, June the 20th, at the May Pavilion. Doors open at 5:30 at the Historic Palace Theater. Along with Bobby Flay, our host that evening will be Shauna McNamara. Doors open at 6 p.m. and entertainment starts at 6:30 this Saturday, June the 20th. There will be a silent auction, and general admission is $40. No tickets at the door. No tickets at the door. Next Saturday, the Black Joy Summer Fest will take place June the 27th at 12 o'clock until 5 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park. It's free. Begins at 12 noon until 5 p.m. All ages are welcome. There will be music, dance, art, narrative stage. We do have a historical exhibit there. Bouncy houses, food trucks, and vendors. Sponsored by Marion Voices 2.0, Ohio Health, and Marion Community Foundation. Last Saturday of June, that will be taking place. Okay. Also, they are having a flawless convention at the Gathering Place on the 27th as well. Gathering Place is, I think, is 1300 Marymount Gilead Road, Eastland Plaza. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, that's taking place this Saturday.
The 27th?
Yeah, 27th. As soon as I find it. Goodness. I'm going to give you some details about. And it's all free this year. So hopefully more ladies will be able to take advantage of that. You know, it's not that you have free breakfast and lunch at an event, but this one is going to be all free this year. And hopefully they will have more participants. Why is it so far down? I'll be sharing. All right. Flawless 2026. Push. Pray until something happens. Roman 12 and 12. The guest will be Don Stuckert, her flag ministry. I think this Foxy Marie. She's going to be the speaker. It's 2 days as well. It's Friday and Saturday. Dion Davidson, she's going to be a speaker for Saturday. La Costa Mays will be playing the piano. Tekka Thompson, she will also be a speaker. And Ashley Summers will be a speaker. Okay, Saturday, June the 27th, 8:30 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. continental breakfast, 10:15 praise and worship. Welcome and recap of day one, which really starts on Friday. Breakfast session number one and two. Lunch, ministry of flags, breakout sessions, Tekka Thompson remarks, closing prayer, fellowship meal. So it begins Friday, and I think registration is at 8 a.m., which is, they didn't say it on that one, but I think that's what it is. Yeah, here it is right here. Okay, registration begins at 8:30 on the 26th at the Gathering Place. The name of the conference is Flawless Women's Conference. Praise and worship, breakfast is at 9, praise and worship is at 10 both days. The Gathering Place, 1300 Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, Ohio. So hopefully all of you women who would just like to come out, worship, have prayer with one another, and breakout sessions where we can all learn and grow. That takes place next Friday and Saturday at the Gathering Place. Alrighty here. You know, sometimes you just have so much to share with the community, because we want everyone to be served and have an opportunity to take advantage of a lot of these programs that our community is offering. Okay, so same amount of time as I did last time. All right, I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and I am bringing that up right now. That thought for today is called, let me get it up because I can't find the paper. Thought for today. Chasing limited desires. You know, I couldn't think of anything to add to that. But anyway, if your mind has any limited desires, they will not allow you to become content. When you are walking in the sun, your shadow goes ahead of you, and if you try to catch it, you won't be able to. When you turn around, your shadow will follow you. In the same way, desires attract you and make you cry. Let go of them, and they will follow you. Those who ask for something can never become full and complete. To chase any limited desire is like trying to catch a mirage. Put that in your mind. Think about it. If you can get something out of it that I can't right now, let me know, right? Just call them and say, oh, this is what I got out of it. That'd be great. Or share with someone else. I'm sure they will appreciate it. But anyway, I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today, Amber Furstenberger. She is here to share some new information with us as far as Marion, Ohio, Marion County is concerned. And I have been knowing Amber since 2009, which is going on, 20 years now, right? It's been a long time. And we have worshiped together in fellowship on many occasions. But here, Amber Furstenberger. How are you today, Amber?
Very good. Thank you for having me, Linda.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know you came here to share a lot. I'm going to be quiet. Just tell them a little bit about you.
All right. Well, I've been in Marion, Ohio since I was 11 and went to Pleasant High School, graduated from OSUM, taught for a while, and then wanted to stay home with my kids, so I started daycare, and during that time learned about some opportunities to share Jesus with children in Marion. So the latest opportunity is LifeWise Academy, and we are a release time religious instruction organization. We're back in 1952, the Supreme Court of our country passed a law saying that if an organization is able to take the children off of school property, privately fund the program completely, no school funds at all, and have the parents' permission for their children to attend the program, then we can take the children to a different location during school hours and teach them Bible character qualities, teach them the gospel, teach them about God's love, and we're so excited about that.
Right, I am too.
So back in 2018, Joel Penton, who is the founder of LifeWise, he's from Van Wert, Ohio, he found out that there was a group of people, and their organization was called Cross Over the Hill. And they were able to take the children off of school property, the ones that were given permission by their parents,
right,
and teach Bible education to those students in Van Wert, Ohio. Some stuff I didn't share last hour. The first year that they did these religious education classes, 60% of the student body was able to hear the gospel of Jesus. They chose to go to the religious classes. And by the third year, 95% of the student body was getting the Bible education during school hours. So when Joel Penton heard about this, he was so excited. And he's like, why isn't this happening in more places? Mm-hmm. Because our churches didn't know this law existed that was passed back in 1952. Mm-hmm. So for over 70 years, we've let this opportunity, you know, kind of go to the wayside, except
right,
some churches were doing it. You mentioned you were going to a Bible class when you were in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
But when other things, when they took prayer out of school and things like that, I think organizations got scared that it wasn't legal, but it is. And so Joel Penton started LifeWise as a plug and play organization where you can starting something up brand new.
Right.
Is the difficult part of starting classes like this, where the cross over the hill decided to change over to a LifeWise program because they could replicate what they were doing and start it in other schools easily because of how LifeWise has organized their program. A lot of it is online, the training and the documents that you need to share with the administration, all those things. Any town in across the United States mm-hmm. can go online to LifeWise.org. In order to start a LifeWise in your area, you need to go to LifeWise.org and find your school and sign the interest list. It will say, once you go to LifeWise.org, it will say to find your school. You click on that and it will tell you to put in the name of your school or put in the zip code. I recommend you put in the zip code because it's much easier and quicker. Once you put 43302, a list of all the schools in Marion County, including Marion City, will come up, and you click on whichever one you're interested in becoming involved with. So I'm the director of Pleasant and River Valley, so I would click on, say, Pleasant, and then you click on your program details, and you can do a variety of things. You can donate to the program, you can enroll students into the program, you can get connected by signing the community interest list, or if the community has already started launching their program, you can join the mailing list and get updates about what's happening with the LifeWise program for your school. You can also join the team. Each of our schools need leadership board members and teachers and volunteers and bus drivers and things like that. So there's a place where you can join the team, and when you select a particular position, it will show you the job description for that position. You can also sponsor a student. Now, LifeWise is free for the students. They don't pay anything to go,
right,
but they've figured out about how much it would cost the LifeWise program to serve one particular student for the season, for the school year, and it's approximately $30. So if you want to donate $30 per month, you are sponsoring a student to get all
That's
the benefits
good.
Of a LifeWise program. And like I said, it doesn't cost the student anything, but it costs the LifeWise program approximately $30 per month for each student that they have in their classes. There's also a place where you can ask the director questions, and so anybody who wanted to find out more, LifeWise.org is the perfect place to go. If you want to know about LifeWise itself, there are videos. Before you click on Find Your School, you can scroll down and watch the tour, our LifeWise class, and it gives details about how the LifeWise program runs. So
that's good.
How you can learn about each school. And like I said, the start of each school program is the signatures on the community interest list. That's how, once you have 50 signatures for a particular school district, then they're able to start the process and find a steering committee, and they start looking for a director and looking for leadership board members, and that's what starts the process
okay.
for having a LifeWise program live in your school. Now, as far as the when we started LifeWise back in 2018-2019, the first LifeWise program was in Van Wert, Ohio. 2019, they started two other schools. And then they made a goal back in 2021. At the time, they had, I think, 9 schools. And so they wanted the goal. They thought it was a very large goal of having 25 schools being served by LifeWise by 2025. Well, by 2021, we had 28 new schools already. So
okay.
the Lord just blew that goal out of the water within a year. And so now they started a goal of having 1,000 schools by 2026. And our actual figures for today, we have 1,021 schools that have LifeWise programs across the United States. We have 34 states that have LifeWise already have live operating, classes right. operating in the states, and 37 states are confirmed to launch a LifeWise, but three of those states don't have a live LifeWise class yet, but 34 states already have live classes. We already have 1,459 schools that are in the launch process.
Wow.
So it's amazing what God is doing.
Yes, it is.
We are just so thrilled that God has above and beyond blessed the LifeWise program and outdone their goals each time. Now, I know with the number one priority for our LifeWise programs when we start a program is prayer. We've got to have God's favor and the Holy Spirit's wisdom and direction in each of the LifeWise programs. There's so many decisions, hiring staff and getting volunteers and all that. So we have prayer requests for each of the schools. If anybody wants to become a prayer partner, you can go to LifeWise.org and find your school, and on the director, like ask the director, you can say if you would like to be a prayer partner or an ambassador. We always need ambassadors. Those are two positions that aren't on the join our team page.
Okay.
They have all the other positions like teachers and bus drivers and volunteers on that join our team.
Okay.
But if someone wants to, maybe they work during the day and they can't come help at a LifeWise class, but they want to be involved, we always need prayer warriors. We need ambassadors. The ambassadors are the ones who can contact people. You can think of someone in your neighborhood that's a strong Christian and wants to help in some way. Maybe the person themselves can't, but they can give us names and they can contact that friend or someone at church and would you like to, you know, learn more about LifeWise?
Right,
and maybe
right.
they are available during the day. And so the ambassadors are the ones that make these contacts for us and give us the phone number
right.
and contact information for those people who might be more available to help. And then we also are having for River Valley and Pleasant, of course, it takes funds to do these programs. We are in the middle of our matching grant, which means that if each school raises $1,500 before July 5th, then the LifeWise Foundation will match that. And instead of getting $1,500, we'll get $3,000, which will come in real handy for helping to train staff and getting the vehicle that we need fixed, because we River Valley has a vehicle, but it has some more work that needs done on it. There's just a lot of expenses that go into running a LifeWise program. Since the program is off of school property, we have to transport the kids from the school to the church or whatever location where we have the classes. So that takes money for gas and for vehicle insurance and all those things. We have Elgin already has classes going. They started 2 years ago with their program in the Elgin area. And for next year, they are planning to serve first grade clear up to eighth grade. So they are looking for two more teachers, additional volunteers, funds for more buses and things like that, vehicle drivers and all that. So we praise the Lord that they've already had two successful years and they're growing. And that is wonderful for the Elgin community.
Absolutely, yeah.
River Valley was prepared to start last year, but had some transportation problems. They went all over the place trying to borrow a vehicle to transport the students. Well, they were able to purchase a minibus, but it needed some maintenance. So Unfortunately, they weren't able to start their class yet, but we're back on track, hoping to start in the fall.
Good.
With the junior high there at River Valley. But we need a lot of team members as well. So lead teachers and the ambassadors, the additional leadership board members, volunteers, and again, River Valley and Pleasant are in the middle of their matching grant. So if anybody wanted to donate to either of those matching grant funds, you can go online to lifewise.org and find your school, and you can donate directly online for River Valley or for Pleasant. That does have a processing fee of 4%. So if anybody would rather write a check, we have an address. If you have a pen and paper, our address for River Valley to send a check is LifeWise River Valley, and that's Post Office Box 411, Caledonia, Ohio 43314. So if you choose to do a check or a money order, you can make it payable to LifeWise. And then in the memo line, you write River Valley, Marion, Ohio, if you're donating to River Valley. If you'd rather donate to Pleasant, maybe you have connections to Pleasant High School or Junior High or Elementary. The LifeWise address for a Pleasant donation is LifeWise Pleasant, Post Office Box 94, Marion, Ohio 43301. And again, you write the check out to LifeWise, but in the memo line, write Pleasant, Marion, Ohio. So if there's any questions on donating, again, you can donate at lifewise.org. But there is a 4% fee for processing anytime things are done online, or you can write a check. Now, all of the schools, of course, need donations. Elgin, you can do the same process. Find Elgin online, and you can donate to them or Marion City. Marion City has been approved. The superintendent and the administration has already approved us to start a LifeWise program. We are looking for a leadership board and ambassadors and other staff members for Marion City. Ridgedale is looking for some more signatures. You have to have 50 signatures on our community interest list in order to start the process of having a LifeWise for a school district. So right now, Ridgedale has 36 of those 50, but we need 14 more interested community members to sign that. And anybody who lives in the area or goes to church in the area or maybe works in the area, or if you have grandchildren or nieces and nephews mm-hmm. that attend Ridgedale, you are welcome to sign that community interest list. And that once they get 14 right. more signatures, they can start their process of getting a steering committee and looking for a director and the leadership board staff and all that. So we also have Dry Rivers in the community that would need their 50 signatures as well. So any school, if you're listening from another town or another state, that's how you start a LifeWise in any community right. across the United States. So if the interest group or the school already has their 50 signatures, then you can sign up as a person who's interested in getting updates, or you can join the team by getting updates from the school, and it also gives us information of people who are interested mm-hmm. that we might be able to call and tell them we're looking for a volunteer in this area or a substitute teacher, and it just makes it easier to connect with people who know more people that might be able to get involved. So, if anybody wants to share LifeWise with their church, There's a section on lifewise.org. When you open it up, you can scroll down, watch a video or two, and then you can continue scrolling, and there's a place where it says share Lifewise with your church. Mm-hmm. And you can contact one of us. My name would be on the River Valley or Pleasant page of the lifewise.org, but I would be more than happy to come and do a presentation for any church in Marion, the Marion area, to share. But if anybody wanted to share just a person from the congregation, there's a little script that you can look at in that, how to share Lifewise with your church. There's also videos that you, real short, like 2-3 minute videos that you can share with the church for an announcement. There's also bulletin board, like the bulletin flyers that you can put inside the bulletin, or just handouts. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Not very many churches have the actual bulletins anymore like we used to, but they're great for handing out to give people information about Lifewise. So, Linda, do you have any other questions?
Well, it would be nice if the listeners would call in and ask you for information that they may, you know, want to know about. But you all should know that you can call in by calling 740-383-9944. Again, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. If you have any questions for my guest today, Amber Furstenberger. I just want to say that I am glad that, you know, it's sort of like we have all these different churches out here. They are different denominations, but we have more than one church we can go to. And I like the fact that there's a new opportunity, you know, life-wise, for these students to take advantage of.
Right. And Lifewise is definitely non-denominational.
Right, non-denominational.
One of the first goal of Lifewise is to make sure we have a strong prayer team and prayer warriors across the community to make sure that the whole program is just covered in prayer, and so that we have God's leading and His presence in every decision that we make. But the next thing that they really encourage and stress is to make sure our leadership boards are made up of people from all different churches. So they do not want one church being the only church being represented on the leadership board.
I understand
or
that.
In the staff.
Right.
So they want, you know, male and female, older, younger mm-hmm. leadership board members and things like that, so everyone can be represented.
That's good.
And when they're what we teach is strictly the gospel. I mean, it goes straight from the Nicene Creed that most denominations go by.
Right, it's like gospel is a lot of people. What is the gospel?
Right, and we are strictly staying with the scripture. We don't get off on controversial things. We stick with the simple gospel. God loves us. He sent His Son to die for our sins so we could be forgiven.
Right.
Jesus was perfect. He died for us willingly because He loves us. He rose again 3 days later. He is God the Son. You know, He's part of the Trinity, God the Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Son. So that's what we share with the kids, that He didn't stay dead. He rose again. He can live with us, and we can live with Him someday, but He can live with us here when we're going through the struggles of this life
right
on
now,
earth.
Today,
yes,
right,
exactly.
Right now. We need You today, Lord.
For
definitely.
Sure.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit is living within us and helping us through each day, and we're to be showing God's love with the people around us. And that's the kind of stuff we teach at Lifewise Academy. We are focused on the biblical principles and the godly character. So even students that aren't, you know, in church or don't accept Jesus as their Savior, they're learning moral character.
That's right.
And so many of the school administration and the teachers, there's a link where on that lifewise.org where you can go in and see the parent survey, and so many of them are appreciating Lifewise because of the change, the transformation in their kids' lives. And the school teachers, their attention, when there's a Lifewise program in the school, their attendance goes up.
Wow.
The detentions go down and the academic goes up.
Isn't that great?
So just having those biblical principles in the children's lives being transformed mm-hmm. by the Bible changes schools. So
changes lives.
It really does.
Absolutely. So important.
Something else I forgot to mention earlier in the program, the last program,
okay.
we're having a table set up at the Caledonia Farmers Market this coming Saturday here in a couple days. So anybody that wants to ask any questions, come on out to the Caledonia Farmers Market between 10 and 1 o'clock. And we will.
Is that this Saturday or next Saturday?
This Saturday, the 20th, okay. June 20th. They have the farmers market every Saturday between 10 and 1 o'clock in the square in Caledonia. But the kids' day is this Saturday, June 20th, from 10 to 1. We'll be there with treats for the kids and okay. information about LifeWise. But if anybody has questions, feel free to call in now. Or we have a place on the LifeWise.org where you can send me questions on the Ask a Director spot.
Okay. So do you have the opportunity to maybe, like we did with, I don't know if we're still doing it or not, Child's Evangelism Fellowship during the fair time?
Yes.
So you have the same opportunity to?
Yes. We can have a table at the fair. Mm-hmm. We can go to, one of our schools has invited us to come to their orientation night and
okay.
have a table there so people will have the freedom to ask us questions before the program starts.
Good.
We can, if there's any other local activities going on, feel free to call me, invite me to a program, and I'll be happy to set up a table and answer
right.
questions. If it's okay to give my number out.
Yeah, it is.
Here. Okay.
If you don't mind.
My phone number, and I'm familiar with the different programs in Marion because Lauren Moore is the director at Elgin, and I know her, so I can get any questions to her. I'm on the steering committee for Marion City, and I'm director of Pleasant and River Valley. So anybody can call and ask me questions at 740-361-8355. I'd be happy to come set up a table at an organization or an event that your group might be having. I'd love to come and talk to any church to present what LifeWise has to offer for the community, for each school.
Mm-hmm.
And most churches have people from all the different schools.
Oh, yes,
so
absolutely.
We will be happy to share LifeWise at your church, at your events, at any other organizational meetings that you might have that would have a heart for presenting the gospel to our public school students during school hours.
Right, right. And sharing with the parents and grandparents what, right. you know, LifeWise has to offer. Yeah. You know, like all the many times that we had been on sharing Child's Evangelism Fellowship, and then you run into people like, what is that? You know,
right.
like they never really heard of it. I mean,
right.
after all these years, even since 2009,
right.
which is almost 20 years, some people would still say, I've never heard of it.
Right.
So we hope that we don't have the same testimony and hope that people will share this good news with other people. Families,
right.
other mothers, fathers, grandparents, other schools, you know, try to wrap your arms around these programs because they are much needed in our lives today. Not just having another selective option in school, but these are life-changing programs,
right.
you know, helping our young people to give them the incentive to improve their lives, wanting to even go a different way. You may be directing another person's life from destruction
right.
to life, you know. So we have to keep that in mind. Share with your children and your grandchildren, the adults in your families, that LifeWise is here, as well as Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Exactly.
And get your children set up for it, you know.
Set up for success.
Yes.
A dear friend of mine told me years ago when I first was involved with Child Evangelism Fellowship, he said, yes, we have to reach our children now so we don't have to rescue them later. And that is so true.
Yes.
We've got to reach our children now with the love of Jesus so they have that opportunity to accept him and live for him.
And more than power to say no.
Right. That Holy Spirit in us that gives us the strength to.
Yes.
Stay away from temptation.
Yes, more power to say no.
And some people get confused with, you know, since they're helping Child Evangelism Fellowship with the Good News Clubs or their summer program with 5-Day Clubs, they think that, you know, they can't do both because LifeWise is a different program. They should just give their support to Child Evangelism Fellowship, which I do not want to take any support away from CEF because it's a wonderful program. And if they're getting support from someone, I don't want to touch that that funding or anything. But some people cannot help with the after-school programs because they have children coming home from school at their own house and they have to be home. And so those people who have a heart for children's ministries but are not available after school might consider getting involved during school hours with LifeWise. So the two can work hand in hand, where if you have a heart for sharing the gospel with children, then if you work full-time during the day, you're not going to be able to come to a LifeWise class and be a volunteer. But you might be able to be a volunteer with Child Evangelism Fellowship's Good News Club. If you work second shift and can't help with a Good News Club, you might be available during the school. A lot of our LifeWise classes are held over the lunch hour.
Right.
And so people might be available there. But either
And provided lunch if they miss their regular lunch.
Exactly. And either way, whichever program the Lord leads you to, they always need funding. Mm-hmm. They always need additional hands and supplies and prayers. Both programs need prayer above anything else, but the funding and the support and the volunteers, depending on when you're available, you can work with either program.
Right, absolutely.
And one doesn't undo the other. Mm-hmm. They work together.
Yes.
The kids that go to Good News Club can encourage their friends and come to LifeWise during the school day. Kids that go to LifeWise can stay after school and bring friends to the after-school program with Good News Club. So they work hand in hand. They're not one or the other. It's both.
Right. It's both.
God can use them both.
Amen. Thank God that, you know, these programs are functioning and we have advantage of them. I just really love it. I really do. And I hope our listeners do too. Don't forget to share this with your adult children and grandchildren who have children. Maybe some are struggling even in their academics, you know, like Amber was saying. These programs even help to bring up their grades, you know, or change their attitudes, or just want to be better students, you know, and even children at home. There's a lot of people don't have any control over their children whatsoever, but, you know, these are life-changing skills that are being taught.
And for churches in the area, you can really be praying, because when these children hear about Jesus, they want to go to church, and so we will be giving them names of good Bible teaching churches that they can take. You know, the kids go home, Mom, why didn't I hear about Jesus before? And then, Mom, I want to go to church.
Right.
And these church, you know, these families need to know, where is a good church that I can hear the truth about God's love? Sometimes churches don't always share the truth from the Bible. They might share their own ideas. So we want to, you know, we want to know what churches will really stick to the scripture and the truth of the Bible, and suggest the families going to these good Bible teaching churches.
Right.
So it can help not only the Good News Clubs help LifeWise, and LifeWise helps Good News Clubs, but it also helps bring new families into the area churches, and the area churches can continue to disciple these kids on Sunday and during Sunday school, and when they get older in youth group and things like that. It just starts a whole change for the whole family. And you can see some of those testimonies on lifewise.org. Some of the videos, my favorite is Christian's story. Little fella that came to Lifewise and wanted his family to go to church. They all started going. It changed their whole family.
See?
So it's called Christian's Story.
Miracles.
It's on lifewise.org. But there's
miracles.
Quite a few
yeah.
of those videos that you can see how the Lord changed whole families. Mm. It's exciting.
Nothing is too hard for God, that's for sure. He said, is anything too hard for me? No, Lord, nothing's too hard for you. He can change anybody that wants to be changed. Amen, amen. So this is such a plus for our community and for our families in our city. We thank you, Amber, because you have been a trailblazer for CEF, and now you're a trailblazer for both. Lifewise, sir, you have a dual thing to do, but it's the same purpose,
right?
And has the same result.
Sharing,
and we thank you for that. Absolutely,
sharing Jesus's love with everybody.
Everybody, yes.
Reach those children when they're young, so we don't have to rescue them when they're older.
Amen. Amen.
We just want to share Jesus's love with
right.
them.
Right. So we have 2 minutes. You can have that 2 minutes to share whatever you want.
Okay. Well, like I said, most the first thing that we need for our programs is prayer. So if anybody wants to call in to Miss Linda and get the phone number, or you can go on lifewise.org and join up with our prayer team. The matching grant fund, they both last until July 5th. We always need funds, and we need volunteers. We have lead teachers, substitute teachers, volunteers, bus drivers, leadership board members. Each school needs more volunteers to help the program succeed. So, but it all starts with prayer. So if anybody can start praying for Lifewise in the Marion area, we would love to have you let us know who you are, how we can connect with you, and we'll send you some prayer requests. Again, we shared the where you can send donations for Pleasant. It's Post Office Box 94, Marion, Ohio, 43301. If you want to send a check for River Valley, it's Lifewise River Valley, Post Office Box 411, Caledonia, Ohio, 43314. And those checks, if they come before July 5th, they'll go towards our matching grant, but we will need funds throughout the year. It's the fundraising never stops.
Right,
so
absolutely.
If you can't get anything sent before July 5th, we always also accept pledges that someone might want to donate a little bit each month.
Okay.
And that's always wonderful, because then we have a consistent
funding
yes. throughout the year, and that is wonderful. That helps us so much. And that, again, you can do online or through the mail by check.
Why, thank you, Amber. We are out of time. Thank you so much for sharing this good news with us. Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and